This is Congressman Bob Dole again with my weekly radio report from Washington. And of course, I wish to thank this station for carrying my program as a public service broadcast. I might say that Congress is doing practically nothing, and we've done practically nothing since January, and it now appears that we will still do nothing until about late October or November. It will be one of the longest sessions in many years, and probably one in where the least, if possible, is accomplished. I might point out that we're still having hearings in the Wheat Subcommittee on the possibility of new wheat legislation, but I think if we take a very practical look at some of the happenings and some of the factual situations, you can easily determine that there's no real interest in wheat legislation by the administration now. With Secretary Freeman off to Russia, it's rather obvious he'll be gone 4 or 5 weeks, that the administration certainly has no real interest in pressing for any new wheat legislation. And I say this as a representative from a wheat state and not as a Republican member of Congress, and would call your attention to a statement made just last week by Senator Clinton P. Anderson, a Democrat of New Mexico and a former Secretary of Agriculture. Senator Anderson stated that nothing is sillier than to say that the farmers should stew in their own juice. It is not just the farmers who are affected by declining income. The communities in which they buy goods and services and the factories that build plows and combines are involved. This is a statement by a former Secretary of Agriculture, by a leading Democrat in the Senate, and by a member of the Senate Agricultural Committee. But it does appear that without some interest being shown by the administration, that of course there'll be no legislation. Let's face the facts. The Republican Party is a minority party. It's 2-1 in the Senate and 3-2 in the House, Democratic. And by any stretch of the imagination, I don't believe any Republican could state that he could pass a bill through Congress without the help of the administration or without the help at least of some of the Democrats. And despite the fact that there have been differences of opinion with Secretary Freeman, he is the so-called leader of the majority party agricultural program. And of course, with him out of the country, there is very little chance that anything will be done in wheat or in cotton or in dairy legislation. So we continue to hold hearings, and while I certainly think it's probably commendable that we do this, I think, too, the farmers should know that there's probably little chance, if any now, with Secretary Freeman gone, that anything will be done this year. Unless, of course, there would be a last-minute stopgap proposition passed in August, September, or October. I think perhaps on the 22nd of July we'll have hearings on the bill introduced by myself and 19 other members of Congress. There'll be hearings on the Farm Bureau proposal. There'll be hearings on a simple extension of the present program for 1 year. And then, of course, this week we've had hearings with Department of Agriculture officials on what will happen if no legislation is passed. And as I pointed out before, one of the most serious problems, in my opinion, is that if we do nothing else, we should have a moratorium. In other words, we should not penalize a farmer who overplants his allotment, as the Secretary announced will be done. And let me say why we should not do this. Certainly, I don't think the farmer who overplants should gain history, but I don't believe he should be threatened with a loss of history in the event a program is passed in the future. Because if he overplants his allotment, he, of course, gets no price support. The wheat doesn't wind up in storage somewhere in commodity stocks. And so the farmer in western Kansas, particularly, where he must plant to have something in the ground as a cover crop to keep it from blowing, I believe is entitled to know very soon from the department that they will permit overplanting. Their present position is that overplanting will not be permitted, and that if the farmer overplants, there is a possibility that at some future time he will lose history. And I don't think there's any justification for it. There is no specific justification in the law, and we're hopeful that the department, the attorney for the department, will reverse his previous interpretation. Now, I see our time is up. I want to point out that we found out just last week that we're spending money left and right, of course. One little item, we're spending $5,700 to study the diving behavior of the seal. We're spending $21,000 to probe into the mating calls of the Central American toad and $103,000 for films on Eskimo culture. And I think you as a taxpayer have a right to, and have an obligation to write your congressman and express your views on spending of this variety, or in fact, almost any of the spending going on at this time. Thanks again for listening, and write to me, Congressman Bob Dole, Washington 25, D.C.